Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. One of the things that I do is a lot of teaching and a lot of training, and I do this thing called a social media boot camp, where I get a bunch of people who are small businesses from local businesses and bring them into a room and spend 3 hours teaching them about social media. During the course of it, it's really clear that people are unclear as to what social media is today and how to use it and what it means. So what I want to do today is give you a history lesson. So it starts out back in the mid-2000s when my son, who has not gotten his driver's license yet and still probably hasn't gotten his driver's permit yet, was talking about this thing called Bookface and MySpace. And I'm going, what the heck is that? You know, and I've never heard about these things, but I've been doing internet marketing for years, doing websites, CD-ROMs, all this stuff. And so I started to explore, and I got on quote-unquote Facebook. And the first day I got on Facebook, I had 100 friends go, be my friend, be my friend, be my friend. I was overwhelmed. I mean, I couldn't believe how many people that I knew were already on Facebook and were friending me. And it's like, oh my goodness. And I didn't know about alerts that every time somebody friended you, you get pinged on your phone and stuff like that. I think it was around 2006, 2007. When I had my first iPhone, and my phone was just like pinging off the hook. So I started to learn, okay, this is something that people are paying attention to. Now, I'm a teacher. I teach at community colleges, universities. So I thought I would give you today a history lesson. And it's about art history. Now, keep in mind, I am not an art historian. I didn't play one on TV, and actually I've got all this information off of Wikipedia. But there were three major milestones in art history. The first one I think you heard of was the Renaissance. The Renaissance is when art really started to become a thing and people started to take notice. And that's essentially what I think happened to Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter way back in 2004, 2006, 2008, even all the way up to 2010. People started to take notice of this and started to jump on board and really started to engage and get to know the system and log on often and play with it and get to meet their friends. And eventually, you know, I met people who I knew back when I was like 8 years old, who started to connect up with me. And then there's a second period after that, and there's some pieces that I'm going to be missing in this art history lesson, but I'm going to bypass those. I'm going to go right for the jugular. And the second one was known as the Romantic period, or Romanticism. And Romanticism is where everybody fell in love with it. And this is where Facebook and the other social media platforms started to say, hey, you know what? You can start using this for your business. So Facebook created Facebook pages. So your business could have a business page, which eventually turned into brand pages. So you started off having a business page where you could post your business, and at the time it was connected to Bing, and Bing would automatically find your business and post a page and encourage you to jump on and claim it, and now you had a business with the location just like you do in Google Business. All right, so now all of a sudden you not only had a personal profile, but you had a business page. which eventually evolved into brand pages. So no longer could you not only have a business page, but you could have multiple brand pages, and you could create groups, and you could do all these other things, and it was getting very romantic. Everybody was falling in love with Facebook because now you had the opportunity to really promote your business in the way that, oh my goodness, I could reach billions of people. Even though there's only 325 or so million people in the United States, not all of them speak English, and probably if you have a local business, very, very few of them would care about you and your local hot dog stand. But the romanticism of, oh, you can make millions on Facebook happened. And everybody was falling in love with Facebook. And it happened inside of LinkedIn as well, because LinkedIn created a whole bunch of tools for you to be able to share your content. And there was something called Pulse, which they bought. And you could post your posts, you could create blog posts and post them, and they would be categorized, and thousands and even millions of people would see them, and we all fell in love with the social media. The next shoe dropped, and this was the modern art period. And the modern art period was, hey, we got to make money at this. How do we monetize it? So, of course, all of them had IPOs, and now they are answering to their stockholders, and no longer is anything that we do free. And it's much, much harder to reach your audience as a business free. As a matter of fact, inside of Facebook, if you post something to your business page, even if you have thousands of followers, the chances of people seeing it are less than 1%. You have a better chance of getting people to pay attention to you mailing out a postcard than you do posting something on your business page in Facebook. So how do you solve that problem? Well, there's one of two ways. You either share it to your personal profile, or you pay for it in the form of boosts or advertising and so on and so forth. And the same thing happened inside of LinkedIn. Microsoft bought LinkedIn. Guess what happened? Pulse went away. You no longer can market to the masses. So now they have, you know, $49, $69 a month programs that help you actually connect up with the people that you're trying to do. Now, people are very confused because they don't understand all of these changes. They don't understand why all of a sudden do I have to pay for all of this stuff? Well, let me tell you the core of what you need to know. First and foremost, focus on relationships. That's what matters. Now, how do you create relationships? As a person. That means be you inside of your personal profile first. All right? Now, Facebook especially has gotten very toxic, especially in the current political environment. But don't let that deter you. Post things that are fun, that are engaging. Be yourself. Then you can have the opportunity to post something for your business as a share from your business profile to your personal profile. So that's a way that you can circumvent the system. Is it the optimum way to do it? Not necessarily. Will this work forever? I don't know. But the key thing is that start with relationships. Build those relationships, grow those relationships, even if they're not necessarily your ideal customer. The second thing you have to do is make sure you continue to create and post great content. Post it to your business pages. I create blogs and podcasts like this to share with my audience. And you know what? If they like it, they share it, and they share it with their friends, and it gets seen by a whole bunch of people. And then thirdly, look at advertising, but be a little wary, because if people don't know, like, and trust you first, then advertising can be a huge expense without a return on investment. And whatever you do, keep learning and growing. So what I think really confuses people in the boot camps is they see things, but they're not following all the trends. So that's why you listen to this podcast. Share it with your friends. give us some comments, and more importantly, give us a review on Facebook so more people understand how to actively take advantage of social media for their business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.